Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in to the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. Thank you for tuning in to the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. Welcome to the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Prophetess Tamiko Stewart, live out of Chicago, Illinois. We are so excited about the show on today. God has been speaking to me all day as I got stilled and rested to hear from him. I just tell you, God is doing awesome, awesome things. And to receive what God is going to do or to receive from the Lord, you have to be in the spirit. You cannot be in your flesh to receive the supernatural spiritual things of God. You have to be in the spirit. In your flesh, your mind is going to talk to you. Your mind is going to tell you and try to dictate to you why this cannot happen or why this will not be so, or make you begin to doubt God because you're wondering why it's taking so long. Do not allow the enemy to cause you to doubt and question God. Your goal is to keep seeking the kingdom, keep being busy about your Father's business. He know how long it's been. He know how long it's taken. We got to believe and trust God. I want to talk to you today about an open heaven. An open heaven has been released. Signs, wonders, and miracles have been released. But nothing happens unless it's in the timing of God. No matter how bad we want it, no matter how bad we need it, it all happens in the timing of God. God moves in times and seasons. Pray for the will of God to come forth in your life. At this time, I'm going to have the announcements by my armor bearer, Dana Duffy, in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm going to ask her to come on now and give the announcements. And Dana, touch on the Diamond Conference. I have to get busy promoting that. It's coming up November 14th. here in Chicago. Dana?
To national ministries. Stay connected via Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Girls Night Out, Chicago, Illinois. Monthly Thursday outings at 7 p.m. Venue to be announced at a later date. The Diamond Conference, Saturday, November the 14th, 2015, in Chicago, Illinois. Speaker is none other than Prophetess Tamiko Stewart and Pastor Dr. Patricia McGottman of Laurel, Maryland. Registration is $65. Get them now. They will go up later. Join us every Tuesday on the National Women Empowerment Call with Prophetess Tamiko Stewart at 9 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Central. Prophetic Kingdom Prayer Call every night with Prophet Lionel Hines and Prophetess Tamiko Stewart, midnight Eastern and 11 p.m. Central time zone. Call in live. The number is 7031. Again, that number is 712-775-7031. That access code is 224-339. The ministry has relocated to Chicago, Illinois, and we need your financial support. You can sow via PayPal. Email address is give@tamikostewart.com, or you can do a Walmart to Walmart money transfer and money grams. 2 Corinthians 9 and 6 says, "But this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully." Back to you, Prophetess Tamiko Stewart.
Thank you so much, Dana, for those announcements. I'm really missing you in Jacksonville, Florida, and my mother in Jacksonville, and my baby, my son, that's getting ready to graduate from college in April from Jacksonville University. I'm so looking forward to coming home for Thanksgiving. We're going to have a ball. Amen. Well, Radio Land, so much is going on. She mentioned the nightly prophetic kingdom prayer line. I'm telling you, every night, we are praying 50 minutes in our heavenly language, and we're pleading the blood of Jesus the last 10 minutes. I tell you, this call is growing. We have people all the way in Melbourne, Australia, people in Africa, all across the United States that find time, that sacrifice sleep, that sacrifice their schedule because they want more of God, because they want to go deeper in God, because they want more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, because they want to witness the supernatural, because they want to see signs, wonders, and miracles released in their life, because they want to crucify the flesh. Crucify the flesh. We pray in the spirit to crucify the flesh so we can hear from God. And then we plead the blood of Jesus at the end of that call. For the last couple of days, I've been covering and carrying that call. And I tell you, it's not hard when you let the spirit speak through you and you get out your flesh, because you're not doing the work. The Holy Spirit is. So it's easy for me to persevere. It's easy for me to endure. It's easy for me to keep going and those tongues roll up, because it's not me, but it's the Holy Ghost. I invite you all to call in to the Prophetic Kingdom Prayer Call every night, 12 midnight Eastern, 11 p.m. Central. Prophet Lionel Hines and myself, we host that call. God has been doing great things. Another thing, Radio Land, that I'm excited about, upcoming Diamond Conference that's coming up. My covenant sister, Pastor Patricia McGodman of Laurel, Maryland. Yes, my African sister from another mother. We're going to tag team that event. We're expecting great things from God. We're going to shine bright like a diamond. Every woman will receive a tiara. We're just so excited about what God is getting ready to do and what God is already doing, Radio Land. He has been doing great things since the ministry relocated to Chicago, Illinois. But as she said, we need your support. We need your help. It takes money to effectively run ministry. We're believing God for Apple computers, for the ministry office, one for my armor-bearing assistant, one in my office. I'm believing God for a Mac Pro Book. I'm believing God for a new iPad Air. Those are things that we are believing and trusting God for. This ministry is very technology-based and technology-driven, and we're believing God is going to open the door. He's going to supernaturally bless us. So we just give him praise. We just got to keep advancing the kingdom. Don't let the devil cause you to get distracted by what's going on in your life. You are not the only one that's going through. And if you really evaluated the situation, a lot more people are doing worse than you. You got the basic necessities. I know we want more. I know we need more. I'm believing God for more. I need God to bless me with transportation. I need God to bless me with a house, but I can't mumble and grumble and complain and get distracted and let the devil play with my mind and talk to me. I have to continue handling God's business, and he'll handle mine. God first. Everything else in line. God is testing you. He's proving you. He's saying, okay, you say I'm first, I'm going to see. I'm going to see. Are you going to mumble and grumble, or are you going to be consistent? We got to cast down those thoughts. We got to cast down those imaginations. Saints need to be delivered from their emotions. Stop letting your emotions dictate to you how you're going to live. Crucify your flesh. I know her. But this is a supernatural part that we're in. We're in spiritual warfare. And we cannot engage the enemy with our natural mind. We will go literally crazy. It's too much. We can't handle it in our natural mind. So every day, we got to give it to God. Lord, I don't know how, I don't see no way, but I trust you. I don't care what's going on around me, I'm not going to be distracted, God, because I need you to do too much in me. God is trying to birth you out. God is trying to raise you up. But we cannot fall into the habit of being distracted by what's going on around us, that we get aggravated and frustrated, and we let the enemy cause us to get depressed and oppressed and worried and fearful and fretful and think that God has forgotten about us. God has not forgotten about you. You are on the mind of Christ. God is a God that knows how to redeem the time. I know it might have seemed like you've been waiting a long time, but God can bless you so good that you will forget about the time that you waited. Put your faith in God. I don't mind waiting on God. Anything worth having is worth waiting for. God wants to give us his best. He wants to bless us with his best. We got to stop trying to assist God and let God be God in our lives. Let God be God in our hearts. Let God be God in our minds. Some of our minds get us in trouble. You cannot be driven by the thoughts that come to your mind, because the devil will bring some crazy stuff. Like, everybody getting blessed besides me. Everybody got this besides me. Everybody making it besides me. You don't know the hell that that other person is going through with all that they got. Maybe God want to bless you so it's no burden, so it's no weight. The blessings of God make it rich and add of no sorrow. God know you don't need a payment. God know you can't afford a payment. God want to bless you where you ain't got no payment. But we have to be willing to wait. We have to be willing to wait on God. There is power in waiting. I love the Juanita Bonham song, "I Don't Mind Waiting." And at times I'm guilty myself where I would get in a hurry, want God to do it now, try to assist God, try to speed things up. And guess what, Radio Land? I only make a mess out of the situation. It will cause you to make a wrong decision, a wrong choice. You will be tied into a contract or an agreement or some financing that you know is way too high. Let God bless you supernaturally. Let God clean your credit report so you can get the best finance rate. God can touch somebody's heart and they go take you to a car lot and buy the car and give you the title. I've seen it done. Where a millionaire took my mother to the car lot, and she picked the car she wanted, and they paid for it cash and gave her the title. So we got to stop whining and complaining, wondering when God's going to do it. He heard you the first time you prayed. You just praise him for it and keep on keeping on. Keep on being busy. If you're busy, you don't have time to let the enemy talk to your mind. You don't have time to let the enemy make you feel woe is me. If anybody should be having a woe is me, it should be me. Only if people know what I'm going through. But yet I smile. Yet I pray. Yet I preach. Yet I prophesy. Because quitting is not an option. And I can't be distracted by what I have and what I don't have. I got a kingdom mandate. If I take care of God's business, he will take care of mine. We don't have much time, but I do want to give you this scripture that the Lord took me to. If you have your Bible, go to Deuteronomy 28 and 12. That's Deuteronomy 28 and 12. I'm going to give you a quick second to Deuteronomy 28 and 12. And we're going to read it in the New Living Translation. And we're going to read it in the King James Bible. The New Living Translation says, "The Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in the heaven and will bless all the work you do. You will lend to many nations, but will never need to borrow from them." I'm going to read to you from the King James Version. The King James Version says, "The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend to many nations, and thou shalt not borrow." Even though I read to you two different translations of Deuteronomy 28 and 12, it's saying the same thing. I told you earlier, God moves in set times and seasons. The word says at the proper time in the New Living Translation. And in the King James Version, it says in his season. You until it's your proper time, until it's your season. Don't wear yourself out trying to make it happen before the time for it to happen. God moves in order. There's a set time and a set season when it's going to be released. The Lord will send the rain. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. We're getting ready to get wet. I see it in the spirit. But God is going to manifest it soon in the natural. We got to see it before we saw it. We got to see it in the spirit. Get your mind on what you need God to do for you. You got to see it in the spirit. And know that it will soon manifest in the natural. I don't care how long it is. I don't mind waiting. I'd rather wait long than to get it wrong. I'm going to say that again. I would rather wait long than to get it wrong. I'm pumping the brakes. I'm slowing it down. Because I would rather wait long than to get it wrong. We're in too critical of a state in our life. The mandates and the mantles and the kingdom assignments are too great to make an error. The mandate and the kingdom assignment is too great than to make a mistake. Right now, if we make mistakes, it can cost us our very anointing. We cannot make a mistake. We got to be sure and very sure. The decision you make can influence or have an effect on your life. So it is time now to seek the face of God like never ever before. It's time to be on our face. It's time to be in our secret closet. It's time to pray all day. Not being religious, thinking we only need to pray once. But the Bible says we ought to always pray. Learn how to pray in your spirit. When you ain't even saying a word, let your whole day be consumed upon you. You don't have to verbally be praying to pray. If you got the Holy Ghost, it will begin to make grunts and moans and intercession for you. God is going to do it. He told me this morning, I've been busy running all week, doing everything else that I didn't need to be doing because God has already given me specific instruction. But I'm trying to make it happen my way. So I'm sitting down somewhere resting, doing the kingdom assignment that God gave me to do. He is my provider. He is my Jehovah Jireh. He shall and will continue to provide for me. He supernaturally provided for me ever since I've been in Chicago. It haven't been a job, but it's been a supernatural release from God. I came here on faith, and faith has carried me since I've been here. We got to let God be God. We got to stop trying to assist God. Our problem is we want to tangibly see it. We want to tangibly know how it's going to be done, the when, where, how, who, how much. That is not faith. That is your flesh. In order to flow in the supernatural, you got to walk in faith basically with blinders on, not knowing where your next step is going to lead, not even knowing that there's going to be ground when you step there. We got to be water walkers. We got to be faith fanatics. God is stretching our faith. Don't get caught up on the when, where, how, who, the color, what it looked like. No! Get busy in the kingdom. God trying to birth out gifts in you. God trying to get you into your destiny process. It don't happen overnight. It took years. You could be saved for years, But God just called you forth into your calling. You still got to go through the process. That gift has to be tried through the fire. The enemy is going to attack you like never before. You got to literally go through hell because God is trying to purify that gift. He's trying to burn off you and everything about you. So when people see you, they only see Christ. Go through the process. Go through the suffering. Go through the light. Go through it. But just know you got a provider that got your back. You are not in this alone. God got you. Go through the process. There shall be glory after this. There shall be a praise after this. We're only going to go through this for a little while. Whatever your this is, you go through this to get to that. Stop complaining while you're going through this. Because God is trying to take you to that. We got to know that God is not a man that he should lie. God has spoken many promises over your lives out there in radio land. You have many prophecies of that over your life. But prophecies are conditional upon the time and the season of God. We have to know that God moves in time and seasons. And if it haven't been released, it's not time for it yet. And we got to learn to be okay with that and continue on. I got some things that I need right now. It's critical. But if God don't give it to me right now, I got to be strong enough to not be distracted. I got to be strong enough to not think God forgot about me. I got to be strong enough to keep praying for folks, to keep preaching, to keep prophesying, and looking at other folks getting blessed from me speaking the word, but it's like nothing is happening in my life. I got to be fully persuaded to know that God got my back. And when my time comes, no man, no woman, no one can stop it. When it's my season to be blessed for what I need God to bless me with, I'm going to get it easy. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and addeth no sorrow. Rest in God. We got to rest in God. There's an open heaven. There's been a supernatural release in the atmosphere. God is moving in signs, wonders, and manifestations. God is moving in supernatural favor. Give God more of you. More time in your word, more time studying, more time praying, more time receiving spiritual gifts. God wants to bless you with spiritual things. Not that he has not forgotten about you. He is your Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Thank you so much for tuning into the Quitting is Not an Option radio show live out of Chicago, Illinois. I prophesy my voice is going to come back to me in the name of Jesus. It's been going in and out, but I thank God for the supernatural healing of my vocal cords and my voice in the name of Jesus. I love you all to life. I need you to partner with the ministry. I need you to sow a financial seed into International Ministries. Call me at 312-912-2036 or go to the website, www.tamikostewart.com. I love you. Quitting is not an option.